Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
Yesterday morning, former Scottish First Minister Nicola Sturgeon was arrested and taken for questioning as part of Operation Branch Form, the Scottish Police inquiry into alleged misspending by the SNP. She was later released without charge and she issued a statement claiming that she's entirely innocent of any allegations of financial misconduct. Rachel Watson is political editor with the Scottish Sun and joins me now. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
So we've had two previous arrests. We've had Nicola Sturgeon's husband, Peter Murrell, and also Colin Beattie, who was the former treasurer of the SNP. So will you tell us what's been happening up to Nicola Sturgeon's arrest yesterday?
Yeah, so this is a really long police investigation. It's been going on for a number of years now. And basically it's into money that was fundraised by the SNP and complaints that were then made to the police that this money didn't appear to still be in the SNP accounts. Now, the complaints from two police were on the basis that this money had been raised by members, by people who wanted to support the cause for independence, because they thought the money would go specifically to an independence referendum campaign. That has not happened since the money was raised, because there's no independence referendum on the horizon. And that's what police are looking into at the moment. This has gone on for a number of years, but over the last few months, it seems to really kind of up to gear. And as you said, we've seen the arrest of Peter Murrell, who is Nicola Sturgeon's husband, Colin Beattie, and now Nicola Sturgeon, the former First Minister. All three were signatories on the SNP accounts. So that's why we think that the three of them have been taken in. But mm-hmm. all three have been released without charge.
I think when people saw when he was arrested, Peter Murrell, the police digging in the garden and then the seizure of the camper van from his mother's house, that really the arrest of Nicola Sturgeon, we expected, was only a matter of time. Rachel, she expressed her shock. She said it was deeply distressing, but she was being questioned by arrangement, wasn't she?
Yeah, so first of all, I just addressed the digging in the garden. There wasn't actually digging in the garden. This was just, they were in the shed and they'd taken out spades that were in the shed. They were looking in the shed. So there was no digging. It wasn't as dramatic as that, although the pictures and the kind of helicopters above did make it look like that.
And they put up tarps, didn't they, in the garden? They put up those blue tarps.
Well, they put them in the front garden to so that you couldn't see the house. So it was to protect the house, really, from view, which didn't help that much, but to give them privacy.
And just on that, Rachel, I read over the weekend that Nicola Sturgeon and Peter Murrell, they've left that house now. They no longer live there. Is that right?
No, they do live there. They've just moved out for the time being to give neighbours some respite, because obviously with Nicola Sturgeon's arrest, they've decided to not go back to the house for a few days, because otherwise, you know, press would be there trying to speak to Nicola and Peter. But I think this was done by arrangement, as you say. It was done by appointment. So Nicola Sturgeon made a time with the police to go into a police station where she was then arrested and questioned for, she wasn't held for the maximum time that can be held, and then released without charge. So there'd been a lot of speculation for weeks, months now, that Nicola Sturgeon would be arrested or at least spoken to by the police. And she has been, we know that was by appointment. She will have obviously therefore known over the last few days, I would assume, that that was coming. And her and Peter have decided not to go back to the house for now, but she will be back in Parliament. We just are not sure which day, whether to expect her this week, for example.
Mm-hmm. And the new leader of the SNP in a very difficult position from the moment he won that election to become leader. He hasn't moved to suspend Peter Murrell, has he, or Colin Beattie? And now, of course, the pressure is on for him to suspend Nicola Sturgeon. He doesn't seem inclined to do that.
No, it's not something Humza Yousaf feels that he really wants to go down that route at the moment. He has not said anything since Nicola Sturgeon's arrest, so we don't know where his thoughts are on that. But I imagine he won't want to suspend her from the party at the moment either. There's an issue around, you know, presumption of guilt, for example, that the SNP don't really want to get into. But there have been other cases where people who have been spoken to the police in cases have been suspended for a period by the SNP, and there are calls, growing calls within the party now, for Nicola Sturgeon to make the decision herself and step away from the party while this is ongoing, despite her, you know, innocence claims, and she's not been found guilty of anything. She's not even been charged. You know, we don't know if that's coming. You know, you can't really speculate on a live investigation. But there are growing calls, more because they think that this is now dominating the party and it's taking attention away from the issues that the party wants to talk about. And over the last few weeks, Hamza Yousaf had kind of been able to shift away from talking about the police investigation because it had gone a bit quiet, and talk about the cost of living crisis and other issues in Scotland. But now, you know, we're back. I'll be in Parliament tomorrow when it resumes sitting, and this will completely dominate politics for, you know, the foreseeable, until we hear from Hamza Yousaf, until we hear from Nicola Sturgeon again, and then we find out what police, you know, what is the outcome of this police investigation.
Rachel, thank you very much for bringing us up to speed with that one. Rachel Watson, political editor with the Scottish Sun. Now, next, I'm going to speak to the HSE doctor who issued that warning to schools and parents about the dangers of children vaping.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.